Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters, and welcome to the program Keys of Life. This program is based on a very popular book, Mafatihul Hayat, by Ayatollah Javad Amili. And it's really, really an amazing book, which does give you the keys to life. In previous episodes, we've been talking about, you know, one of the main topics has been how we should be with our fellow believers, right? How we should be interacting with our fellow believers. Previously, we've talked about, for example, providing physical support to believers, you know, being there for them from a physical point of view, providing them clothes, money, and all of that type of stuff. Today, we're going to jump into, I would say, for me, when I read this, it was incredible. And you'll see why. Before I get into the topic is really about providing emotional support to fellow believers. And the reason why it was really, really amazing for me, it's because I'm studying psychology, right? And when I was reading this, the statements of the Prophet, the Imams, of how we can provide emotional support for our fellow believers, you know, it made me realize that, you know, these people didn't go to any university, they didn't get any degrees, you know, they didn't do any researches, they didn't read, like, you know, heavy psychology books by different psychologists, yet the advice that they're providing, right, their sayings, it's full of stuff that researchers are trying to figure out today, right? For example, if you want to learn about how to be, you know, a more social person, there's so many books written about this stuff, and it's based on research by doctors and people that went to university. Whereas these keys that we're providing, these keys to life, the Imams were providing these to us more than 1,000 years ago, right? So it truly shows that this information, this advice, in my view, is truly, truly divine, and it can help shape a better society and, you know, just our relationship with others. So let me get into the topic. You know, we're talking about emotional support, how a believer should be with another believer. And one of the things that's recommended is that a believer provides emotional support to his fellow believer. So we have, for example, one of the sayings that we have, you know, to start off with is from the Prophet. And he said that, you know, whoever makes a believer happy has made me happy. And whoever's made me happy has made God happy. So this, you know, just providing happiness to another believer is a very, very important thing. It's a way, for example, for us to even connect to God, right? Sometimes we're thinking, what can we do? What, you know, what dua or what supplication, what prayer can we recite so that we can make God happy? You know, it's actually quite simple. You don't really have to find some kind of, you know, secret zikr or reminder. You don't have to go and necessarily read, you know, 1,000 times. Although I would say you should do those things if you want to. But from a social point of view, God is saying, you know, if you make a fellow believer happy, you've made him happy, right? In addition to that, then, you know, we have the sixth Imam who after this, you know, explaining this statement, he went on to also explain that when you do make a fellow believer happy, when you die in your grave, you know, a person will appear, and this person will be the manifestation of that help that you provided to that person, and they will now be a source of happiness. They will protect you from sort of all of the fearful things that may happen once a person dies. So we have to go for a short break, and then I'll come back and continue on this topic.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatihul Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatihul Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اینه که فرونت رخکاری اینجا کم ثواب داره دعا هم داره ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
So coming back from the break, we're talking about how a believer can provide emotional support to a fellow believer, to a fellow Muslim. And in other, you know, I really do like these sayings. You know, I think I do want to like talk about different sayings from the Prophet and the Imams because they show they have really, really high values here. For example, the Prophet once said, you know, honoring a believer brings about God's mercy upon that person. Or Imam Ali said, you know, honoring a believer is as if you're honoring God. And then he went on to say, you cannot imagine the reward that God will give you for honoring him. So honoring a believer, being happy towards them, you know, all of these values are being emphasized. Another very, very beautiful narration here in this book from the fourth Imam, Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, and he says, you know, love your Muslim brother and like for him what you like for yourself. What you don't like for yourself, don't like for him. What you dislike for yourself. Cherish him, you know, cherish your fellow believer because he is from you and you are from him. This is something that I probably heard the first time, you know, while reading this book, that a fellow believer is being equated, you know, they're being given equal value to yourself. So this is something that you won't find many times in other ideologies. It's not something you're going to find in those social psychology books. These are values that are divine from God and the prophets. In another place, you know, once a man came to the prophet to ask for advice, and the prophet said, you know, meet your fellow brother, with a happy face. You know, and then he also went on to say that God does not like the one who is bitter in front of his brother, the one who is unhappy. So that's another, I think, important part of our life, that with our friends, with our fellow believers, you know, we should be positive. We should be happy because that will provide sort of like, you know, positive feelings in our brothers. And that provides emotional support. I'm sure we can all think of someone that we've had in our life, you know, a friend who was, you know, always complaining, you know, or they were very negative. If you think about how they made you feel, they probably didn't make you feel very good, right? The Prophet here is saying, you know, for a fellow believer, you should be making them feel good. You shouldn't always be complaining and you shouldn't be bitter. Similarly, you know, we have advice, for example, about visiting the sick. Something that interesting that came up here was even the idea of writing letters. You know, one of the Imams said, you know, if you're traveling, then write letters to your friends, to your fellow brothers. Today, thankfully, you know, we have means like, you know, our phones and emails and WhatsApp and all of that. So we don't necessarily have to sit down and write letters, but we should stay in touch with our fellow brothers and sisters around the world, people that we know, our friends that might be living in other countries and other cities, even when we're traveling. That's another great piece of advice, right? Another sort of component, you know, of emotional support is that many times, you know, today friendship is, for example, defined in a way that, you know, friendship equals favors, right? You make friends because they do favors for you and you do favors for them. Whereas the Imams are emphasizing, the Prophet is emphasizing, hey, you know, in a saying that don't get angry if your request or demand from your friend, if they're not able to like fulfill it, if they're not able to do what you're asking them to do. You know, be forgiving towards them, be kind towards them. And if they apologize, you know, that they're not able to meet your needs, then you should accept their apology. So that's all the time we have for today's episode. And inshallah, we'll continue on this topic of emotional support and how to be with a believer in our next episode.
Driving past, walking fast, to the field of dreams, hear the children scream.
There Was the Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.